We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Hello, everyone. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs, and welcome to our show here from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. I'm here every week as we talk about the mental side of sports on this show. I've been on the radio now for 27 years. The Kansas City area, our show is now going national, and had the privilege of being here at Sports Radio 810 WHB for the last 17 years. Been a sports psychologist since 1981, 37 years of work around the country with athletes at all levels, from the youth sports level to the Olympic and professional level. And I love doing this show every week because we talk about you. We talk about mindsets. We talk about attitudes. We talk about sportsmanship. We talk about one of my passions, which is youth sports. And we get into discussions on this show, how to make youth sports a better experience for everyone, parents, kids, coaches, and officials. Now, I've been privileged enough to work with so many great people throughout my career. And one of the things that I've always enjoyed has been talking to people. I have had a private practice in Kansas City since 1981. I'm talking with all kinds of people about how they can help their kids get better. What makes youth sports fun? What makes the youth sports experience, the high school experience, the collegiate experience, the professional experience, something that's fun, enjoyable, and a learning experience? One of the key things that I found is the issue of behavior of fans, of parents, of friends, of people in the stands, and how that affects kids. And I thought today would be a good topic to get into this whole issue of fan behavior, especially at youth sports games and high school games, not necessarily professional and collegiate, but at the younger levels. Last night, I went to a Sporting KC Toronto FC MLS soccer game. Ended in a 2-2 tie. There were a group of Toronto fans there cheering throughout the game. And at one point, all the security came over. There's in the section right next to where I was sitting. Security came over and moved some fans around because apparently there were some complaints about the fact these guys were really loud. They were really loud. They were cheering their team. They weren't doing anything inappropriate. They weren't cursing. They weren't screaming obscenities. They were just cheering. But there are a bunch of young boys sitting in front of the ones who got moved, obviously because the cheering was bothering them because they were cheering so much. And it made me think about our topic for today even more so because I'd had a client in this week who discussed with me his daughter's softball team and how at a game recently, two fathers on his team started yelling at the umpire. Didn't like the calls. One was the father of the pitcher. Started yelling and started getting louder, at which point another father came over to him and said, listen, you need to cool it. And he said, don't tell me what I can say or can't say about my daughter. At which point that other guy moved away. The father that was in my office said to me, he goes, everyone was sitting around not knowing what to do. This guy got all heated. He was red in the face. He was screaming. He wasn't yelling obscenities, but he was screaming. And then the coach came out and told him he had to calm down. So he walked away in frustration. Has that ever happened to you? Have you been at a youth sports game, a high school game, where parents start going ballistic? I want to get into that today and see what you say. See if that's happened to you. What do you do if you are at a kid's youth sports game and there are parents out of control? Parents sometimes forget that youth sports are for the kids. You're not at an NFL game or a NBA game or a Major League Baseball game or a hockey game. You're at a kid's sporting event. And, you know, parents are often looking to satisfy their own needs, their own desires through their kids' sporting experience. Oftentimes they'll blame the coach if their child isn't playing well or isn't playing at all. They'll blame the officials because they think officials are making bad calls, or that sometimes they just get upset at their own child. So I want to open up our phone lines, and I want to hear from you. If you have been at a youth sporting event or a high school event where there have been parents who have gone over the edge, I want to hear from you about what happened and what was done about it. You know, when you have an angry parent in the stands, people want to move away. I don't want to sit by them. They're embarrassed. People don't want to say anything because they don't want to cause a bigger problem. A lot of people get scared to confront that person because they're afraid that it might be a fight. So what do you do? How do you handle that situation? Because, you know, in the end, the person who gets hurt is the child. It could be that person's child. It could be your child. Our number is 913-3810-810. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I'm here every week and we talk about these topics. And I'd like to hear from you. If you're a coach, I don't care what the sport, I don't care if it's boys or girls, individual sports, team sports, doesn't matter. You have a parent or you've had parents in the stands who have gone over the edge. What do you do about it as a coach? Do you say anything? Do you not say anything? Do you ignore it? Do you avoid it? How do you handle the situation? Our number is 913-3810-810. If you are a parent and you're at your child's game and there's another parent getting angry, maybe getting angry at your son or daughter because they screwed up, how do you handle it? What do you do? You're not going to be happy when there's another parent, maybe on your team, who yells at your daughter because they walked a batter or they struck out. It gets your blood boiling. You're not happy about it. So what do you do? Our number is 913-3810-810. You know, one of the things that I found out recently is there's a survey done by the National Association of Sports Officials. In this survey, 76% said poor sportsmanship by parents was the single biggest reason officials quit. Well, guess what? If you don't have any officials, you don't have any games. And I've heard that it's getting worse. I've talked to many officials who say parental behavior in the stands is getting worse. The language is getting worse. The accusations, the threat, the yelling and screaming at officials has gotten worse. So I want to open up our phone lines. I want to hear from you and get your thoughts. If you're a parent and you have been at a game and there have been other parents who've gone ballistic, on maybe on your own team, maybe not just the opposing team, but on your team, what do you do when they're out of control emotionally? 913-3810-810 is our number. I want to hear from you. If you are a coach and you have coached a youth sports team, a high school team, and you have parents in the stands who are acting inappropriately, saying inappropriate things, misbehaving, yelling, screaming, what do you do? Do you do anything? Do you just sit on your hands and ignore it? If you're an official, you've had out-of-control parents yelling at you because of the calls you've made, what do you do? Our phone number is 913-3810-810. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. Give me a call and let's talk. Hello again, everyone. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs, and from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City, I'm here every week as we talk about the mental side of sports. And today's topic is this: fan behavior at youth sports games, high school games. I want to open up our phone lines and get some calls in here. I want to hear from you if you are a coach. You coach at a youth sports game, and you have had parents who have misbehaved in the stands. What do you do about it as a coach? And it's a parent on your team. Our number is 913-3810-810. If you're a high school coach and you have parents who misbehave, who are the parents of kids you're coaching, do you do anything about it or do you ignore it? How does that affect the kids who are out there playing? If you are a parent in the stands and you have other parents on your team who are not acting appropriately. What do? It happens all the time. There are parents who get angry about the way their kids are playing. There are parents who get angry about the way other kids are playing. Parents forget it's about the kids. They start to think it's about them. So let's get some calls in here. Let's get some conversation going. If you are an official or you have officiated and you've had parents yell at you in the stands about the calls you're making, what do you do about it? Have you wanted to quit, or have you quit before officiating because you got tired of the verbal abuse? I hear more and more stories about this now from clients in my office, from people who call me and talk to me about it. The issue of sportsmanship, which is one of my passions that I talk about on this show and I have for all the years I've been on radio now, 27 years in the Kansas City area. It's something I discuss all the time. And I've seen a change. There's more awareness now, I think, of by parents about the importance of sportsmanship. Yet at the same time, I also see a lot of people who are out of control at games because they're so self-centered about themselves and about their own kids. And they start to forget that it's about the kids, it's not about them. And the people who get hurt the most are the kids. The people who get hurt the most by this are the kids who are playing. They get embarrassed, especially if it's their mom or dad. Especially if it's their, you know, dads, okay, you expect a dad to do it. What about a mom? Have you ever seen a mom lose control of the game? I have seen it before. I had a client whose mother lost control at a high school game, cursed the coach out because he took her son off the mound when he walked a player. She yelled some obscenities and left the game. She then apologized to him later. I said, "Dr. Jacobs, I had enough. I couldn't take it anymore." And I said, "Well, I don't agree with what you did." And she goes, "I don't agree with it either. But the problem was, this coach has treated my son so poorly, I just couldn't take it anymore." I said, "Well, there were more appropriate ways for you to deal with that. One would have been for you to have called the coach up and had a conversation with him. He won't talk to parents. He'll only talk to kids. He'll only talk to the players." I said, "Well, that's a problem." And that's an issue that a lot of parents have, is that the coaches won't talk to them. And that causes a lot of the frustration that goes on. So I want to hear from you if you're a parent. We haven't had any calls in yet, which normally on this show, it takes a little while, the second half of the show, for the calls to come in. But let's get some calls in here. I want to hear from you if you have been at a youth sports event and there have been some out-of-control parents in the stands at your son or daughter's game. What did you do about it? Did you say anything? There are parents of other kids on your team. How did you handle that situation? Our number is 913-3810-810. If you are a coach, your job is not only to coach the kids, but to coach the parents. So what do you say to the parents when they lose control? We're in the middle of the summer. This stuff's going on all the time now. Baseball games, softball games, soccer games, volleyball games. It's happening a lot. And unfortunately, a lot of people are afraid to say anything. "I don't want to get involved. I don't want to say anything. I'll let that person make a fool of themselves." You know, I talk all the time about the importance as a coach of having a preseason meeting with your parents. And in that meeting, you sit down and discuss your goals for the year, your expectations of the team, practice schedules, travel schedules, game schedules, who plays, how you choose who plays, things like that. But you also talk about parent behavior. And you also get into a discussion with the parents about where going over the edge is for them. What you find acceptable in terms of cheering and things like that, and what is not. And you have a discussion with these people. And I think you make it very clear that your job is to coach the kids, but you're going to coach them too. If they go out of control, you have the right to come up and say something to them. And my sons are in their mid-20s now. Actually, late 20s, 28 and 27. I saw so many things when they played youth sports that were embarrassing by other parents. And the person who got the most harm from it was the child. So I want to hear from you. If you are a coach, how do you handle a parent on your team who is not in control of their emotions? Has that ever happened to you? What have you said about it? What have you done about it? How do you handle that situation? Our number is 913-3810-810. 913-3810-810. If you are a parent, and there are other parents on your team who start acting inappropriately, what do you do? Do you say something? Or are you afraid you're going to get in a fight? How do you handle it? And if you're an official, if you're an umpire, you're a referee, what do you do? What do you do in that situation? Because it's your job, basically, to control the behavior of things that go on, to control the game. This problem is happening a lot, and a lot of people are scared to say anything about it. All right, we've got our first call of the morning. Let's talk to Paul. Paul, thanks for calling in. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Tell me what's happened.
Well, for me, I coached my son's baseball teams for 8 years, from when he was like 4 to 13. And I had to quit because the parents, I never had much of an issue, parents yelling stuff to their kids. And not that they were doing cursing or anything like that. But when the parents started yelling at other kids, putting other kids down that aren't even their kids, I had to just draw the line. I'm like, I understand your child. Yeah, that's your child. But I'm not going to let them do anything profane to their child. But when parents start yelling at other kids that's not theirs, that's where I had to draw the line.
Well, let me ask, what'd you do about it?
I told them enough. I said, you know, you can yell at Johnny if you want, because Johnny's your kid. But, you know, Timmy's not your kid, so you don't have any right to say anything to him unless it's encouragement. No, that's the only thing you can say to Timmy. Now, Johnny, that's your kid. I can't tell you how to parent. But when you start yelling at somebody else's kid, no, I just drew the line. I'm like, you can't do that.
So you said you ended up quitting because of this.
Yeah, it got ridiculous. I mean, these are 13-year-old kids, 13 years old. You know, and I know, you know, some of the personalities on, you know, this station have problems with people berating college players as well. I mean, everybody admits you have all the right when you go to a professional baseball or football or basketball game to heckle or whatever. But when these are kids, they're not getting paid, and especially like 13-year-olds. I mean, like, come on.
Well, I hope they're not getting, paid at 13. All right, so yeah. So basically what you're saying, Paul, is this whole situation caused you to quit coaching because you just had enough. All right.
I mean, I coached after that, but not because I had other kids that were younger.
All right. Well, listen,
so
Paul,
gotten to that point.
I've got to let you go here. We're coming up to our commercial break, but I want to thank you for calling in, and I'm glad you shared your story with us. And I'm sorry you had to quit coaching for it.
Hey, thanks for your call. Have a good day.
Sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is Sports Psychology Hour. Hello, everyone. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour, and I'm here every week, and we talk about the mental side of sports on this show. From our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHP in Kansas City. I've been here for 17 years, been on the radio in Kansas City now for 27 years, and practicing as a sports psychologist for 37 years, working with athletes at all levels of competition. And today's topic on our show is this: fan behavior at youth sports and high school games. What do we do about it when a parent is out of control? We just had Paul call in. Talked about he basically quit coaching because of the behavior of parents in the stands. So I want to hear from you. If you're an official, let's get some calls from some officials in here. Right? Have officials call the show all the time. If you have officiated, you're officiating now, you're umpiring, refereeing, whatever it might be, and you've got parents in the stands at a youth game or a high school game who are acting inappropriately, saying inappropriate things, yelling at you because of the calls you've made or haven't made, what do you do about it? Our phone number is 913-3810-810. I mentioned earlier, there's a survey done by the National Association of Sports Officials. It said 76% of the people responded in the survey said poor sportsmanship by parents was the single biggest reason officials quit. When my sons played youth sports, like I said, they're in their late 20s now, I saw it all the time. I was at a game once where a very prominent physician started screaming obscenities at the umpire about a call he made at home plate. And it was the wrong call. This physician's son slid under the tag, was safe. He wasn't tagged. The umpire called him out. I was standing right next to this guy behind the fence. He was safe. The umpire missed the call. The dad went ballistic, screaming obscenities at the umpire. I grabbed him by his arm, and I said, hey, calm down. And then he looked at me. First, I thought he might punch me. And then he said, oh, my God, what am I doing? And he walked away, came back. First thing he did was apologize to me. Then when the game was over, he went up to the umpire and apologized to him, shook his hand and said, I am sorry, I was wrong, I shouldn't have done that. I felt like I had to say something. What have you done if you've been at a youth sports game and there's been a parent on your son or daughter's team? Maybe it's the parent yelling at their own child. Maybe they're yelling at another child. What do you do? I think it starts with a coach. I think the first thing that has to happen, if you're a coach at a youth sports game, at a high school game, you have to coach the parents too. I know a lot of high school coaches don't talk to parents. They won't talk to parents. They may have a meeting at the beginning of the year, but they don't want to deal with the parents. They said if there's an issue, the young man or young woman needs to talk to him, not the parent. Well, I think there are certain parameters that, yeah, parents don't come and complain about playing time and things like that. That should be the child's responsibility at the high school level. But if you have a parent who's out of control of the game, I think it's your job as a coach to say something to that parent. Now, do you say it at the game? Do you tell them after the game? What do you do? What's the best thing? You know, if you're in the middle of a game, do you stop, call timeout, go up in the stands, pull that parent aside? You never know what that person's going to do. They may want to punch you, get in a fight, scream and yell at you. I think it starts before the game, before the season, as I said earlier, with the preseason meeting. You set parameters. You set guidelines about behavior. Our phone number here is 913-38-1010. I want to get some calls in here. If you're a coach, have you ever had to talk to a parent of a child on your team about their behavior? And if you did, when did you do it? How did you do it? Why did you do it? I want to hear from you if you're a coach and that's happened. I want to hear if you're a parent and you've had another parent on your son or daughter's team who start losing control of their emotions at a game, I want to find out from you, what do you do? Do you ignore them? Do you say something to them? Are you afraid if you say something to them, there'll be an altercation, physical or verbal? How do you handle that situation? I know a lot of people just get up and walk away. If you're a league administrator, what do? This is an issue that happens a lot. It's an issue that a lot of people don't know what to do with because they're scared or embarrassed to say something. They're afraid if they say something, it's going to cause more of a problem, so they ignore it. When you have an angry, hostile parent at a game, it is a very embarrassing situation for everybody. It's embarrassing for the other parents in the stands. It's embarrassing for the kids who are playing. It's embarrassing for the coaches. But I think you have to have a game plan for this because it happens. People forget at youth sports games, it's about the kids, not about the parents. At high school games, it's about the kids, not about the parents. And like I said, 76% of officials quit with the reason of poor sportsmanship. It causes them to quit. It's an issue that needs to be addressed. It needs to be dealt with all the time. And I think it's a problem we have at every level of youth sports, every level of sports, whether it's five-year-old soccer games or high school games. So let's get some calls in here. Our number is 913-38-1010. I want to hear from if you've officiated. And other officials who listen to this show, if you've officiated and you have had enough sometimes of a parent in the stands, do you say anything? Do you stop the game and go over and call them out? Do you go talk to the coach? What's the appropriate thing to do? I think the thing to do, quite frankly, is you go to the coaches. and pull the coaches aside, tell the coaches, this is stuff I'm not going to accept, you need to control the parents, or I think you stop the game. I think, honestly, you can stop the game and say, you know what, we're stopping the game because of the behavior. Some people aren't going to agree with that, but that's what I think. 913-3810-810 is the number. Let's see what Eric has to say. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doctor. How you doing? I was a coach one time for my niece's machine pitch league, and I told them when I took over there at the beginning of the season, I told them, look, I will not tolerate you parents standing up and embarrassing your child in the game. If there's a bad call, let me take care of it. I told them, I said, when they're on the field, I consider them my children. I will not let them get a bad call or anything. I said, I will take the heat. I said, you just sit down and just behave, and then we can talk. And this one father, he was, the parents were divorced, and he didn't know about the rule, and he was starting to get real rally. And so I pulled him off at the end of the game. I said, look, I said, I don't know what your son has told you, but I said, I do not like parents that do that. He said, well, what are you going to do about it? I said, well, I said, one thing is you keep it up, I will not let you come to any games because I will talk to the umpires and the coaches, and then I will have you escort out of the game. He said, you wouldn't do that. I said, try me. And so that I didn't have to do that because he looked at my eyes and he knew I was serious. And I told him, I said, as I told all the parents at the beginning of the season, I said, when they're out on the field, I consider them my children.
Well, Eric, you did the right thing. You did the right thing, Eric.
I didn't have any bad calls. And so he behaved after that.
All right, Eric, thanks for your call, sir. I appreciate it. Good comments. You know, that's exactly the thing, you talk to the parents. You talk to the parents and set some rules. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour. Hello again, everyone. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. I'm here every week as we talk about the mental side of sports on this show. And today's topic is this, the issue of sportsmanship at youth sports games. What happens when a parent is out of control on the sidelines? If you are a coach and you've had a parent on your team who's acting inappropriately, what did you do to control? We've had some good calls so far. I want to hear from an official. We haven't had anybody who officiates call in yet. I mentioned earlier about this survey. 76% of people responded to a survey by the National Association of Sports Officials reported that poor sportsmanship by parents was the single biggest reason they quit. 76% said poor sportsmanship by parents was the reason they quit. So if you're an official and you've had to deal with out-of-control parents at games, what did you do? How did you handle it? How did you deal with it, react to it? Our number is 913-3810-810. I want to hear from if you're an official. I want to hear from if you're a parent. You've been at a game, and you've had other parents acting inappropriately. What did you do? If you're a coach and you have a parent on your team who isn't acting right, do you confront them like our last caller, Eric, said he'd gotten his dad's face? Is that the thing to do? Do you challenge them? Or do you just say, listen, we've got rules. You need to understand what the rules are. If you're not going to obey them, you can't be here. 913-3810-810 is the number. Let's see what Sarah has to say. Always good when a woman calls the show. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I actually had that happen. My sister, my nephew is 10 years old, and he plays a lot of youth sports. And they actually had to switch leagues because of a parent situation.
What happened?
They were on a current league, and the team wasn't very good. But they're only 10 years old. But they had a parent that would go livid at almost every game. And my sister just said that she couldn't do that to her son anymore, and they actually ended up leaving the team because of it.
How did your nephew respond to that? Did he get that? Did he understand it, or was he just not really aware of really what was going on?
I'm not sure how he reacted to it. You know, my sister and his father are very supportive of his athletics, and they would never act that way. And my sister's not a big confrontational person, so instead of, you know, addressing the person who was doing it, they just decided to leave altogether. And I think that happens with a lot of people who don't want to confront this person who is acting aggressively, acting out of line. You know, I think it just steers parents and officials and everybody away from it. I mean, who wants to be around that?
So as far as you know, the coach didn't do anything about it?
No, there wasn't really anything. I think in this situation, you know, the coach was basically getting hired by the families, especially if these are the families that I'm not for sure. I think that the family that had sponsored the uniforms, and there was really not much anybody could do. I mean, you could, but I don't want to say that the coach was owned, but sometimes in these situations, it just depends how influential the certain family is.
Well, you're bringing up a good point there, and that to me is exactly why at the beginning of the season you have these guidelines set up in a preseason meeting where you set parameters about behavior. And there are certain behaviors that are just not accepted. This is obviously behavior that wasn't acceptable. And so your sister ended up leaving and ended up taking your nephew off the team, which, you know, who gets hurt by that? In the end, your nephew gets hurt by that because he's on a team. Maybe he's having fun. Maybe he isn't. But he's still on the team. And then, you know, I'm not sure about leaving a team in the middle of a season is the right thing to do, because then that gives a message you can quit. So I think you have to deal with that stuff. But I think in this situation, this parent should have been confronted and explained about his behavior. Whether he paid for the uniforms or not, it would have been appropriate for him to, I think, for the head coach to say, look, you know, I'm glad you're here, I'm glad you're supportive, but we've got to set some guidelines on behavior. So I'm not sure that I would agree with your sister quitting the team, because I think that may give your nephew the wrong message about, you know, dealing with adversity.
Right.
But I appreciate your call, Sarah, very much. And hopefully, is he playing on another team? Do you know?
Oh yeah, She put him on another team immediately, and he continues to play. But I had asked, because I said, "What about this team?" And that's how I found out. She's like, "No, I wasn't going to do that to him again," because she didn't put him back on that same team.
Well, I can understand why they left, but I think that's obviously the coach needs to say something. And if the dad, who's out of control, is the one who pays for the uniforms, then, yeah, there's a conflict. But still, I think the coach has to have some specific guidelines about behavior, because what happens in this situation, then, it sends the wrong message to everybody. But listen, Sarah, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, that frees up our lines here, 913-3810-810. This is why I do this show. That call right there, I mean, there you have a situation. Is it right for her sister to have taken her nephew off the team because you've got a parent acting that way in the stands? You know, I'm not in favor of quitting teams unless there is abuse going on verbally or physically. And then obviously in that situation, you run, don't walk as far away from that team as possible. All right, our number here is 913-3810-810. I'd like to have a call from an official who has had to deal with an out-of-control parent at a game, a competition. If you have officiated and you've had a parent who yelled or screamed at you about calls you were making or was acting inappropriately in the stands, what do you do about it? If you are a league administrator, what are the guidelines you set up for your coaches, for the teams? And if you're an umpire, an official referee, what kind of training do you have about dealing with parents? Unfortunately, I think it's something that becomes a necessity now. I think it's something you have to have. As I said earlier, youth sports games should be about the kids, not about the parents. But parents' behavior at games now, in a lot of situations, is getting more like a professional competition. Sometimes the parents at youth sports games think they're at an NFL game. Think they can scream and yell at their kids like they would at an NFL player. Is that the appropriate thing to do? There's nothing wrong. See, I don't think there's anything wrong at a game in cheering at a youth sports game, cheering your kids on, cheering the other kids on. If a good play is made, whether it's your team or the other team, you applaud it. You compliment the kids who are playing. But getting derogatory, yelling and screaming, no. I have a real problem with that because I think it sends the wrong message to everybody there. And it puts everybody on edge. So what do you do if you're a parent and you're not happy with the officials, the umpires, the referees? What do you do? I think the appropriate thing to do is you talk to your coach. Let the coach handle it. Let the coach be in charge. Go up to the coach after the game. Say, listen, coach, can I talk to you? When was it good? Could we talk today? Could we talk tomorrow? I had a real problem with the way that umpire was calling the balls and strikes today. Can you talk to the league about it? Can you talk to them? They were making terrible calls. Not just against my child, but against a lot of them. And let the coach handle it. I think you need, as a parent, to go through the coach. It's not your responsibility at a game to start being derogatory towards the officials, the umpires, the referees. You know, at any sporting event, when you don't hear anything about the officials after the game, that means they did a good job. The only time you really hear anything about an official is when they have made mistakes or made calls that people disagree with. Then you hear about them. If they do their job, it's like they weren't even there. Interesting thing to look at. And, you know, I'm going to have in a future show, and I've interviewed officials before, I'm going to have an official on this show and talk about why they officiate, what the rationale is, because it's a thankless job. When you do your job, you're not complimented a lot. Just say thanks, maybe at the end, by the coach. But if you screw up, boy, you hear about it. Sportsmanship at youth sporting events is a big issue. It's something I talk about a lot on this show. I think it's something we need to talk about more because I think it's something that kids need to be taught and parents need to be taught. Youth sports events, in my opinion, should be about having fun, learning skills, learning about how to succeed and how to fail, how to deal with ups and downs, but also how to deal with behaviors. And I think if you're a parent and you go to your kids' games, one of the things I always tell coaches, hand out a bag of Tootsie Pops or lollipops to the parents and tell them, suck on this. Especially when you feel like you're going to say something negative, derogatory, put it in your mouth. And you know what, it works. I've had many parents who've come into my office. I have told them to do that. I had the dad of a high school basketball, female basketball player who's going on to play in college, and he wouldn't be negative, but he'd always be saying things, and it bothered his daughter. So she told him, Dad, here's some Tootsie Pops. He started taking them to the games. He put one in his mouth in every quarter. Said she didn't hear him anymore, started playing better. Sportsmanship's an issue we'll talk about a lot on this show in the future. It's something I think is a pertinent topic we need to get into. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I'm here every week from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. There are a lot of ways to reach me. You can contact me on Twitter at @DRJSportsPsych. Check out my website, winnersunlimited.com, and you can find our book, Just Let Them Play, Guiding Parents, Coaches, and Athletes to Youth Sports there, that was co-written with Pete Malone and Jeff Montgomery. You can reach me at my office. That number is 816-561-5556. Send me an email at my website, drj@winnersunlimited.com. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs, and this is the Sports Psychology Hour.